What's going on, everybody?
And welcome back to another episode of The Formula.
Are you pondering? We're pondering. I'll get it back. Don't worry. It's coming back. It's coming back to me.
Week two back at it. You still trying to ponder what we pondered.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. This is another successful week. You see, I got my Christmas tree up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the real deal, Holyfield.
Getting you in the spirit.
Yeah. Undecorated, too.
A little too tall, too. You got to trim a little bit.
I do. Yeah, got to trim that tree.
Can't get a star up there.
I am the star. Put me on the tree.
You gonna decorate it? You just call it a tree?
Coming soon.
Okay.
I'm not really a decorator. But you know, the tree's here.
Right.
That's the important part.
Right.
It's up. It's in a corner.
Yeah.
It's very green.
Throw some ribbons around it or something. Psst. Quick decorations.
Psst, napkins.
Yeah, colored napkins or something.
Maybe like tissue paper. You know what I'm saying?
So you threw a Kobe.
Oh yeah, yeah. Up. Got Kobe by the tree.
Okay.
Courtesy of Stosh.
All right, nice, man.
Yeah, that was the housewarming gift that he got me.
Ah, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what about yourself? What you been up to?
You know, not much. Just going through a slight shift change at my job. But yeah, nothing much since the last time we've gotten together. I checked out that movie Arrival.
How was that?
It was different. It's different. It's one of those movies that make you think.
It had like freaking 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know. I don't know, man. Everybody's different, though. So I don't know how. You can't go off with just.
You saying it wasn't that good, though? It wasn't that good for 100%?
For me, it was kind of slow.
Yeah.
Everybody, there was this huge True Detective wave. Remember that show, True Detective?
Yeah.
With Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. I couldn't get into that show, but everybody loved that show. The critics craved about it, how amazing it was, how deep and dark. I would fall asleep on that show.
Do you like Sin City?
I did like Sin City. Sin City was, that was, the thing is, there was good action in Sin City, too. It wasn't just dark monologues, and so for me it was a good movie, but what can I compare it to? I guess it falls in the realm of all those like current space movies. Interstellar,
Prometheus
was a little I guess it falls in that realm, dealing with like aliens create something for the humans, and so that's a good comparison, actually. What's that one with I guess what's some color was in Interstellar too? Matt Damon, what's that one he was
in? You talking about so he's in Interstellar,
though. He had one where he was on his own, where he got trapped on Mars or something.
Well, I forget what the name of that was.
Yeah,
it was damn near the same thing.
I know, all those seems like they all have the same common theme.
Like, go get Matt Damon. Name of the movie. Go get Matt Damon. Where you at? Lost in space.
Right, yeah, we gotta find him. So it was cool. But I'm still an action movie type of dude. So
absolutely.
I don't know. It's cool. It's cool to watch something different, but it wouldn't be my top movie I've seen. So.
Did you see Doctor Strange?
I did see Doctor Strange. Strange was pretty good. That was a cool movie. That was different.
Pretty dope. It was layers on layers.
You know, I seen that on the D-Box seats. They make these seats where like they move and like shift with the movie.
Where is this at?
I gotta go. Pittsburgh Mills is the only Cinemark theater that has them. It's $15. So I want to give it a try. It's not really worth it.
Because
it just tilts a little bit. It ain't like.
And you feel, they do like wind and stuff? Like,
nah, it ain't like that.
They had something like
some
that.
Extra sound effects, some vibrations.
It's like that when I went to Six Flags. They made it like a roller coaster type feel.
Yeah, I think Yeah, you got to go to like Universal Studios to really get like a kind of a roller coaster feel to the seating. But that is just tilts and leans. Yeah. You know, it couldn't really do too much. So,
yeah.
But it was fun to give it a try. So if I was a kid, I definitely would have liked it more. But now it's just like,
he's like, because I'm an adult, I understand that this is total bullcrap.
Yeah, just leaning to the left, leaning to the right. The screen's like, flipping and stuff. You know, I should be like, flipping it.
You like, did I just pay y'all more money for this?
Yeah, right. It's kind of like a remember Rumble Pack on a controller. Like you wanted it so bad as a kid, but now as an adult, you're just like,
I can do without my controller battery.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's like, as a kid, I would have loved it.
I did love that movie, too. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, yeah. It was different. It's cool. And that was a character you wouldn't even think they would touch upon. I don't know, because I never heard of Doctor Strange. So
me neither. I feel like
they dove deep into the Marvel Universe.
They had to, because he's an essential key part to the Avengers.
Okay.
To how they defeat Thanos.
Okay, I don't know who the Thanos is either.
Okay, so Thanos is probably Thanos is like the most powerful being inside the Marvel Universe.
Right.
And like all the Avengers, like no matter, you know, they grab Spider-Man and Quicksilver and Wolverine, and you grab whoever you want. They can't beat this dude.
Dang.
Like he's just like too fucking good.
Yeah.
And they keep emphasizing on those stones. I forget what they're called, but that necklace that he was wearing, that glow, that's one of those stones from the gauntlet.
Okay.
The stone that's on the freaking Jarvis thing.
Yeah.
That's on his forehead. Right. They're Infinity Stones. That's what they're called.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a glove called Infinity Gauntlet that, you know, all the stones can go in. Mm-hmm. And basically you would have, like, the power of time and, you know, all types of stuff.
It's like collecting all the Dragon Balls.
Basically. And that's sort of been, like, the whole premise.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that? The other movie? The other Avengers, but they're not really Avengers. They get
Fantastic Four.
No, they get the wooden guy Groot.
And Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah. So I like to call them the other Avengers because they're basically the same.
They get connected.
Yeah, they're part of it too.
Whoa, that's gonna be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you was down with the Marvel Universe.
I was never in the comic books. So I only went as far as the cartoons went.
You know what? I'm not in the comic books either, but I am in the YouTube. So
that helps. That definitely helps.
Yeah, so I have my PhD in YouTube videos.
Okay.
Highly certified. I'm going for my second.
There was one time I did look up the strongest Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude goes through like a list of like, goes deep into the Marvel Universe. And I think Thanos did pop up on it. But there was like four other ones that were kind of like unstoppable. But I can't remember. It's been a while since I checked that out, you know?
Yeah. But, your boy Thanos, like, he just likes blowing up like planets and stuff.
Oh, dang.
And they show like hints of him in other movies.
Okay.
So he was in that Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
He was sitting down in a chair, and dude just kept reporting to him.
Alright.
And kept telling him like, "Oh well, I'm not doing this. I'm not, you know, I'm failing." And he's just like, "Fine, you know, I have to do it myself."
Right. Okay.
He was also at the end of the Avengers, the very first Avengers movie, and that was pretty much the icebreaker for people to know, okay, this is what's up to come.
Okay, cool. So how soon do you, I guess they're going to be like, it's probably going to be like 4 years from now before they make a movie.
There's other things that need to happen first. Okay.
Does the X-Men get involved too?
I'm not necessarily sure. I think they are part of the Marvel Universe, but it all depends on Fox.
Okay.
And how they're writing it.
Yeah, I was just wondering based on the stuff you've seen on YouTube.
Based off what I've seen, no.
Okay.
I mean, there's Spider-Man.
Right.
All the Avengers that you've seen so far, and anybody that's been in those Avengers movies, including Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Strange, will be all affiliated with this big grand battle.
Okay,
cool. So there needs to be another Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which is in the makes right now.
Right.
There will be another Thor's getting his next movie coming. And that's going to be Ragnarok, which will have parts of Hulk Planet in there. Hulk Planet's one of the best written stories about the Hulk basically having to fight other Hulk type things.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he'll have armor and a shield. Wow. And yeah.
Is that how She-Hulk gets evolved? That's where She-Hulk comes from? The Hulk planet?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where She-Hulk evolves from.
Okay.
But that'll be a...
That'll be pretty cool.
It'll be a big thing.
So it's going to be Thor and the Hulk, pretty much.
Yeah, Thor and the Hulk.
That's going to be intense. Hulk's the funnest character to watch on those movies.
Yeah, and I like this... I like the Hulk that we have now.
Yeah, they changed him like four times.
I just watched a Hulk movie last night. The one when they did Bruce Banner.
Okay.
So they have different variations of the Hulk. So there's a Bruce Banner, and then there's a David Banner.
Okay.
And the Bruce Banner they did was kind of a comic book type style. Like, that's how they shot the movie. And he was just like... jumping freaking miles at a time. You've probably seen this one.
Yeah, that was like the first Hulk movie they did.
Yeah.
And then the 2000s, I guess.
Yeah, and then they did the follow-up one with Edward Norton.
Yeah.
So it was just like...
That's one of his powers, though. He could jump, I think it's 3 miles or something.
But this one was cheesy, though. This
He was flying, pretty much.
He was pretty much flying. And then his dad was Nick Nolte. And he turns into lightning.
And then that one, he was only Hulk for the last hour of it. And there was all that build up.
And then they had the dogs.
Oh,
The big ass dogs. Right, they were fighting in the trees and stuff. You're making me angry.
But yeah, that one, I guess they didn't want anything to do with that one.
that one was.
Soon after they made that one, they made the other Hulk movie. It was 2 years later.
Yeah, they made that one with Edward Norton.
Yeah, I like the Edward Norton ones. The bad guy was cool in that.
Yeah,
they started juicing him up, and he's just like, he's all about it. Let's go find this guy.
Yeah, so those was all right.
Yeah, those are right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just happy that they're making progress instead of digressing.
Yeah, instead of doing the same movies over and over,
and then sucking not at it,
and not leading to anything.
Yeah.
Just starting over. Yeah. That's the...
I mean, they basically did the same thing with Spider-Man.
And Batman. If you think about Batman, it's like they go nowhere. Spider-Man is the worst, though. Because they just had a new Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, there was the different type, because it was Spider-Man, and then when they took the other nerdy kid, they made it the Amazing Spider-Man, which is a completely different type of spin on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they have this new, 14-year-old Spider-Man.
I think it's the best one, though.
Yeah.
It's the
way... And his mom's Marissa Tomei.
Oh, wow.
Aunt May's Marissa Tomei.
She's, finest Aunt May ever.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I think this is going to be the best one, because I guess they're a lot better with the comedy, and the kid's a good actor, so... Yeah, that's going to be the... But it's so many of those movies don't go anywhere. Batman, who knows where Batman's gonna go? I guess they're gonna they just got another Batman. But Christian Bale was Batman for a good.
Matter of fact, I watched Batman last night. The Dark Knight, and my goodness, just watching it again, I probably watched the movie like on a minimum of 25 times, and just watching it again, it was just like, wow, this movie's great.
Like, which one did you watch?
The Dark Knight, okay. The one with the Joker in it.
Okay.
And just how deep they got into it, and well-rounded they made it.
Right.
It was just like, okay, Batman, you know, he whoop everybody's ass, but you have this freaking, you know, bad guy that nobody can seem to figure out. Even the other bad guys that are competing with him.
Right. Just too insane. And they don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, and even with them digging so deep into almost revealing who Batman really is.
Right, yeah.
So it was just a well put together movie. And I'm not sure we'll ever have another good Batman like that.
You know what? I actually want them to do Batman Beyond. Remember Batman Beyond? The cartoon.
Yeah.
I feel like it's time for that, you know, like a futuristic Batman. They keep redoing the old Batman.
No, we need to keep seeing Batman's parents die. We need to keep seeing them die. We need to keep seeing Uncle Ben die.
Right, yeah.
Somebody has to die. We have to keep seeing Superman's parents die, okay?
Right.
We need origins forever.
That's so crazy. That is true. Like, how many times are you going to hear the same story and watch it? Like, no matter how many times they do it, we will still watch it.
Over and over.
But, yeah, I would like to see him do Batman Beyond. When Batman's a teacher, teaching the younger Batman. I think that's cool. It'll be a cool aspect to a Batman movie. It's the same thing right now. I guess it's a little different since they merging it with Superman and...
Look, man.
Wonder Woman and...
I feel like...
Flash, so...
I feel like, Ben Affleck's behind the eight ball on this one, because the movie that, you know, he premieres in for Batman is total crap.
Oh.
the Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
You should unsee it. Like,
oh, dang.
Because it's that much time wasted.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was terrible.
Oh.
I fell asleep twice. I woke up and was like, oh, this is still whack.
This movie's long.
Yeah, like, they waited so long
to get
the action.
Yeah.
And then it was like never anything really resolved.
Right.
It was like, we don't even really know why we're fighting. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people died and, you know, you need to be controlled. And then they stop fighting based off of somebody saying, like, their mother's name. Like, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Why did you say that name? I'm just like, this is a waste of my time.
Did you see the How It Should Have Ended?
Yes.
Cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah, they destroy that one. Because it's just like, how can you... Superman's power is too... You can't stop him.
You can't.
It's too hard to, like... I guess create a situation where he doesn't come out the victor, you know.
Yeah, so it's just like,
because his powers are too many powers. It just doesn't make any sense.
We want to sit here and say that, you know, Batman is like the all-time greatest superhero of all time because he was trained by some ninjas and Ra's al Ghul. And, you know,
Ra's al Ghul,
Liam Neeson. If you're not picking up what we're putting down, we are referencing a Key and Peele skit.
Did you see Keanu?
Some of it.
They actually go to a Liam Neeson movie and they're in a car, like, so they continue the joke. It's pretty funny. But yeah. His power's just too extreme. Batman, all the training in the world, he's faster than a speeding bullet. It's like, there's certain things just like, I always have this issue. I had to stop watching the Flash TV show. I was trying to watch that, but like, people would shoot him, and it's just like...
Would he would like run backwards from it, huh?
And it's just like, what? This is his thing, speed. You can't shoot somebody in speed as his power. It just doesn't make any sense.
Who's shooting him?
Some dude with his freeze gun. He would just like, psh, psh, and magically hit him somehow.
Huh.
And it'd be like, okay, this is, I can't watch this.
They said that your boy could, like he could run so fast, he could turn back time.
Right. Just like,
but a bullet is stopping this.
You gonna shoot him? How can you time it? Like, you gotta have impeccable timing, like, to hit a dude moving that fast. It just doesn't make any sense. This is frustrating. Like, this is his power, speed. Like, you gotta stop him some other way. Like, mental, I don't know, but anything involving something moving, it doesn't make any sense.
You're absolutely right. So, you know what? As soon as you said, you know, you start talking about, you know, superheroes that don't really make sense. I mean, for the longest, it, like, if it wasn't for Netflix picking up the contract to do Daredevil, I would have never, ever gave it a chance. Because the fact that you're telling me blind superheroes exist is, like, another reason for me to just, like, tell you that superheroes or even a thing in the first place. Right. You're telling me this blind guy is whooping everybody's ass. Well, he has super hearing and super smelling. It's just like, but he don't have super seeing. So that's the only thing that counts for me.
There's still some stuff that, like, doesn't make any sense. Because he'll be in a room he's never been in before, and he'll find, like, a piece of paper. Like, you can tell the difference between, like, folders being blind. Like, there's no advantage with lettering. Like, yeah. I could...
It's printed on the paper. Sense. It's printed. It's printed.
You can make a sound and see what the letters look like, you know? So, yeah, there's slight things that don't make sense about that. But a cool thing about the blind aspect, stories about, like, blind samurais and people now, they're trying to get a school together where they teach the clicking. You know how there's people that can ride, blind people that can ride bikes and stuff doing the clicking?
Yeah, we seen that on Superhumans.
Right, yeah. And they're blind people are trying to get together and, like, create an association where they have, like, an institute where they can teach other blind people how to do this. But people who can see are saying, no, that's stupid. How messed up is that? I'm like, no, you get this stick. We're going to give you the stick, all right? You're going to go out there and bang it against everything?
Why am I not surprised? Because that definitely sounds like some...
This is how our society has been, like...
that sounds like somebody was like, Black Lives Matter. And they was just like, all of them. People like, But I'm talking about my life right now.
Right, yeah.
I don't feel like your life is in jeopardy. I'm talking about my life.
Yeah.
People are like, but all lives matter. Yeah. People are like, I'm blind. Don't tell me what seeing people see. Like,
yeah, like, how you going to tell me what I can't do? Like, obviously, I'm doing it, and I know how to teach this. I'm blind. I can teach other blind people to do it. And they're like, nah, we got these sticks for y'all. Y'all be all right.
And the crazy part is, the sticks have colors on them. For who?
I think it's for us, though.
No.
Because they're like red. It's like reflector.
Stop it.
I think that's what it is.
It better be.
I think that's what it is. That's more for us than for them. But yeah, just give them a dog and a stick and they'll be okay. But so Daredevil. That makes it seem more realistic, like, if you amp up what they can actually do with the clicking, you know? Yeah.
Now, if you was to tell me, like, who would win out of the Punisher and Batman, I'd put my money on the Punisher.
Okay.
Because the Batman likes to disappear and use all types of kung fu and smoke and stuff, and the Punisher would just blow him up.
Yeah. I do like the Punisher. But
he'd be like, "Oh, you want Chudo chop me? Chudo chop this shotgun." Like,
right. I like who they got. They got Shane.
Yes,
Shane to play.
He's freaking awesome.
Yeah, he is.
I can't wait till his series starts.
Oh, he's gonna have a separate series.
He's gonna have his own.
Wow, that's tight.
Yeah, man. Like people liked it so much.
Wow.
Like, I like him better than Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch Luke Cage?
Some of it. I have to finish watching it.
That's actually a cool show. Just because it's just so black.
Yes.
Like, they keep it hip-hop, you know, New York.
It is. Yeah. You know, a lot of people were saying when that came out, it was like, oh, the movie, the show's awesome. one of the best ones on Netflix. Gotta check this show out. And then, like, as soon as you get done reading those reviews, it's just like, this show's racist. It's just like, I'm not sure you guys understand how racism works. This is racist. It's so, there's no white people in this. There's so many black people. This is racist. This is not how racism works.
You know, I thought it was perfect just because, how much did we like Sons of Anarchy?
Oh, Sons of Anarchy was awesome.
And it was super racist because it was like...
It was super racist.
But it was like, it was honest.
It was.
Biker gangs don't merge races that often, you know, that's...
Yeah. And then, like, you had the Mexican gangs on there. Like and black and, gang. And the black gangs on there. And there was a lot of turf wars.
Right.
So it was just like, okay, this is understandable. But, I mean... I don't hear any outrage from, you know... from anybody else, like when there's one of those like Hindu movies or something like that, and they got nothing but like Indian people in there,
yeah,
or you know a Jackie Chan movie or something like that.
Right,
it's just like where's the outrage there?
Yeah,
where are you guys saying it's so racist at? It's only racist to who? White people?
Right.
Because I'm pretty sure y'all ain't the only people.
Right. And the thing is, there's a handful of white people in the...
There is, Luke but it's just Cage, like, it's, why is that your focus?
Yeah. And it's the basis of the show is... I didn't read the comic books of Luke Cage, but it takes place in Harlem. You know, it's like supposed to be sent around black neighborhoods.
Minority.
And, yeah.
Nothing so, but minorities.
Right. So it seems like it makes sense. I don't even understand why... First of all, it's going to merge with Daredevil and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Jones.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, this is just a portion of what they're trying to build up on.
Wait until they make the Black Panther movie.
That's going to be in Africa. And
and I think damn near 90% of the cast, 100% of the cast is black.
Oh yeah, your boy from Creed, the shot Creed's making.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's just like... We need more movies that are based upon heritage and culture.
Right.
Opposed to, oh, well, we like him because he played in 20 other movies. It's like, there's more people out here.
Yeah. And it's weird.
Talented people.
Did you see the issue with Ghost in the Shell?
I've never even heard of that.
It's an anime. It's a Japanese anime that was probably real popular in, like, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson starred.
Oh, I've seen a preview for that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's based on the Asian character, and she's playing like the. Everybody, there's like people like really pissed about that, you know. But that seems like stuff you should complain about more just because it's. This is their culture's opportunity to present something to us.
Mm-hmm.
And a white person still in the show, you know? It's. It's what they created. Why not just let them have it?
Come on, dog.
Just because you need a...
You seen The Last Samurai.
Yeah, right. The Last Samurai. Yeah, that's true, man. It's like, I don't understand why they do that. Or they put...
Look.
I actually watched that Nina Simone movie where they put Colombiana in blackface. The chick that played Colombiana.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, tried to make her... They did a horrible job because, I mean, there were so many things the difference between her and Nina Simone, but they tried their best, but it's just like, it just kind of looked bad because it was too many things, like the lip shape, her nose, they had like put a mold on her nose. It was just too many things. You gotta adjust to try to, they should have just had her play Nina Simone. Just say it's Nina Simone, you know, instead of trying to make her look like Nina Simone.
Don't let me win a lottery because I will sit here and I will do a whole movie on the history of America featuring white people.
Feature? What do you mean by that?
Meaning black people are the cast. So when they reenact slavery?
Yeah. I'll have black people playing the slave owners.
Yeah. Like, and how much outrage will come from that?
That's true.
We'll be like, but, I mean, if y'all gonna do a movie with the movie Noah.
Gods of Egypt.
It's just like, and it was just like, oh, nobody was supposed to have a problem with this.
There's some stuff that's just like, how does it get this, how do they put money into this? How would someone participate in being sponsors to this type of movie that's like this Ghost in the Shell one? It's literally a Japanese anime, and you have a white lady playing the main character. It's like, give them their opportunity to present one of their actors to us and let us fall in love with the show in its true sense. You're not going to get the full nostalgia of it because a white lady's supposed to be playing a Japanese person.
Look, man. So,
it's just a perfect opportunity for a culture to emerge. You know?
Man, I will do a movie called The Forefathers with Aziz Ansari, George Lopez,
Hannibal Buress,
and Bill Burr.
That's a perfect four right there, though. If you think about that, that'll be a dope four to get together. That's like covering so many different parts of the world, you know? You got the white dude, you got the cat from Chicago, black dude from Chicago, George Lopez, I don't know where he's from, Miami or something. I don't know, but he's not Colombian, is he? I don't know what he is. But yeah, that connects so many parts. And Aziz Ansari is Indian, from South Carolina, so...
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, well, we're going to space it out this way.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them sign the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, they do need to fix that. I think at this point, we're hungry to see other cultures. Like, we get excited, like, seeing new things. That's why I think stuff like Luke Cage does so well. Because it's like, or Narcos, you know?
It's just like...
You're seeing like a whole different aspect, what they were going through, what their slums look like, you know. So I think that's a value, and they're like taking points off the board when they just stuff another white person in the movie. You know, it's like those are easy points you could have just got. Like people would have seen. Imagine the whole Asian community of the United States would have came out just because, like, wow, you got a star. Somebody playing a lead role in a big studio movie.
Look, man.
They would have came out just to see that.
They've been doing it forever because that moment when I watched Scarface and I watched Al Pacino play...
Cuban guy.
Exactly, play a Cuban guy. And it's just like, come on, you don't shit. I'm just like, but he's Italian. He's Italian. He's about as Italian as they come.
Yeah.
But he's playing Cuban.
Right, right. Cubans actually hated that movie because it's like, man, we're not that. We're not going to kill our brother because he went out with our sister. You know?
It's just like.
Like our closest friend because he was dating our sister. We're not ruthless.
Yeah.
So they were actually pissed about that movie because they thought it gave them a bad image. Because that was like America's first exposure to like a Cuban character. Was this ruthless killer. Willing to kill anybody to get just more money.
Made it to the top.
Yeah. So they actually really hated that. But
it's just like, I love the movie Scarface.
Yeah.
But is it easily, you know, I can't even get it out.
Yeah.
Misrepresented?
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And it's just one of those things. It was like, if you put a Cuban dude... Well, did Al Pacino do that much better of a job than someone from that actual race could have done? Was it that big a discrepancy in acting, you know? He's a good actor, but...
Yeah, it's like, I know I've seen a lot of casting calls online, and they'll say, looking for a Caucasian male between... age of 25 to, you know, 32, must have long hair, and it's just like playing such and such, you know, person. But it's just like, what did the casting call say for that part?
Right, right.
He's just like casting a Cuban immigrant.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was just like, yeah, that's me. That's
I think
me
those
right
movies
here.
They built from the cast down though. Like, they find who they want to portray as a person, and then they build around it. There's no reason Scarlett Johansson should have been, like, you don't start if... I think they built around her. I think to sell the movie, they were like, we're going to use Scarlett Johansson as the lead character, because she obviously is going to sell some tickets. She's a big star. And I think they built around... Like,
so you're trying to say they make movies like they do basketball teams.
Build around a player. Yeah, that makes. I think that's how they do it, because you need to be. You got to be a salesman, and you need to collect money from different sponsors, and it's kind of like a business you're putting together. So, I think they need a big name to start off. Like, well, Scarlett Johansson is going to be in it, and that's automatically she's a block office hit.
You think that's what they did Suicide Squad like that with Will Smith?
I don't know, because Will Smith is kind of on a downfall.
My goodness, if he puts out one more movie and it flops.
So I don't know how big a sell like Will Smith is anymore, you know. But
he's still the name.
Will Smith. The thing is, it was kind of a collaboration movie of a bunch of characters, and it was a DC movie.
Yeah, but they had Viola Davis, they had Margot Robbie.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had a good cast.
They had a solid cast.
Yeah, like some real big names, and then you had a bunch of no namers in there too. And then like
No namers did a better job. Like that dude from Neighbors. His their close friends, the one that was like, he dressed up as a clown. He was really good in that Suicide Squad. He was the guard that was like, he was super funny in that.
He was.
He did a good job. And then the dude that kind of was supposed to wrangle them together, the dude that played RoboCop.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Actually, I liked RoboCop a lot.
The new RoboCop?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think he did a good job. It seems like the no names kind of stood out more than the big names. Viola Davis, man, I wanted somebody to shoot her so bad. So
she's such a great actor.
Yeah, she is.
She's such a great actor.
She was a good bad guy. So
I feel like there's certain actors that no matter what role they touch, it's going to be a phenomenal movie. She's one of them.
Yeah, she definitely is.
The one dude, the black guy that played in Doctor Strange. I can never say his name.
I can't think of his name either.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was in 12 Years a Slave.
Right. Yeah, I can't think
no
of his
matter what he
Red
plays.
Belt. Red Belt.
Yeah, Red Belt. That movie was awesome.
I can't think of his name.
And that didn't even get a lot of
praise.
It didn't. Yeah. But that movie was awesome.
Yeah, he's a good actor. There's some dudes like you'll see a movie just because they're in it, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of them guys.
What's the name of the dude that played in Limitless?
Limitless.
Bradley Cooper.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like anything he's in.
Oh yeah.
Great
yeah.
movies.
Yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal's been on a hot streak, so I always want to see what he's in now. Nightcrawler.
I'm happy you said hot streak. Because I'm pretty sure that was him in The Prince of Persia, and I had a problem with that.
That's another movie.
Yeah. I was like, homie.
I forgot about that movie.
You're pure blood Caucasian. Like, there's
no Persian. They dirtied his face a little bit.
Not a Persian morsel in your system.
That was messed up. I forgot about that one.
Look, man. Look.
That was a bad one. That's another bad one. Like, man, you can't just put dirt on somebody's face, call him Persian.
Yeah, man.
Dude, Hollywood does some cold-blooded stuff.
They do.
They don't care who they're disrespecting.
You know what actors on the... I ain't even gonna say they're on a decline. They gotta be at the bottom. Just at the bottom.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
He's gotta be at the bottom.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
They put out these horrible like movies, but they put them out like every 3 months. There's a movie with like
they are like Netflix is just like, hey yo, we'll pay you $10 for that. Right. Hey, yo, their movies.
I'll give you $100 for that one. Yeah, like, they put out like there's another John Travolta. John Travolta is putting out like all these like low budget movies or
bull crap.
Yeah,
Danny Glover.
Robert De Niro's putting out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's like
they're just trying to hold on to their little bit of name.
These dudes, they're going from they're not even in the box office. They're going straight to the $5 box at Walmart.
Right.
Straight to they might be in the 350 box.
I don't know if they're making a DVD anymore. They ain't wasting time putting out hard copies.
DVD.
So yeah, you gotta get this digitally. We ain't wasting our time boxing this stuff.
So you get this, you'd be like, if you sign up now, you get this free download of the new John Travolta movie. You'd be like, what is this?
Right. So yeah, there's a lot of people that are just pretty much using their name now, you know, what they used to be. I do want to see, I didn't see Hands of Stone yet.
And I heard that looks really good.
Yeah, Robert De Niro plays his trainer, Roberto Duran's trainer. So I do want to see that. I heard he did a good job in that. So.
Yeah, it looked really good. And just the previews alone, homie, anytime you see somebody with they whole neck and back is all out of place and they got like all types of pipes and shit coming, and he's like, let me get back in the ring. I'm just like,
oh no, that's not the movie I'm talking about.
That's not it? That's not Hands of Stone?
Hands of Stone's about Roberto Duran. The one Usher plays, he plays Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh!
This came out a while ago.
Yeah.
So this, that one, what's that one called?
They both like rustic type of boxing movies. Like.
Yeah, but that one's more of an inspirational story, and this one's kind of like a biopic of Roberto Duran. I guess that's, I don't know, I had never heard of the guy that boxed and had some crazy accident. But Roberto Duran, he is one of the fighters that, in the time of Sugar Ray Leonard, he's one of the only fighters to beat Sugar Ray Leonard in his prime. So it's like, he kind of got this crazy name, and there was this huge story about the No Mas. Have you ever heard No Mas? Him giving up in the middle of a fight. Yeah, so it was like, it kind of ended messed up. Because the first time him and Sugar Ray Leonard fought, Roberto Duran beat him. And this was like the biggest win. I can't remember where Roberto Duran's from. But this was like, man, they pretty much made him president after he beat this dude. So he kind of, they scheduled the next fight, but he was living like a king, fattened up.
You saying that's what would have happened if Manny Pacquiao would have beat Floyd Mayweather? They would have made him president.
Yeah, they probably would have, man. Do something that big. Sugar Ray Leonard was like the top boxer at the time. And he came in and dominated him, too. It wasn't just like no close victory. He beat him by like 3-4 rounds. So, yeah, so he just wasn't prepared for the next fight. Wasn't training this hard. So he went in out of shape and just got beat up. Then he just disappeared. He didn't box for like 2 years later. Refused to talk about the fight, what happened. So it's just like some weird situation. But it kind of like diminished his legend.
Hey, when you get your ass whooped, man, that changes things.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like the Buster Douglas situation, though. Like Buster Douglas just had this crazy victory. And then he just felt like king. And then everybody just beat him up after that. Never want to fight again, you know. But Roberto Duran ended up winning a couple of fights. But after you do something like that, you just, people lost so much respect for him, you know. So that's the movie. That's like a fight era that I was really interested in. That's when Marvin Hagler fought, Tommy Hearns fought, like just crazy fights. People went there fighting, not just boxing, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Look, man.
But I do want to see that movie with the dude that, like, when can I fight again?
I'm just like,
man, is that really true? That's some heart right there.
I got War Dogs a couple of days ago, so.
Okay.
I need to sit down and watch that, but that story's the same guy.
Oh, yeah. He's in a lot of stuff, man.
He was in
Fantastic Four.
That flopped.
That flopped
hard.
Yeah. but he pops in a lot of things.
I think he is in Invergent. That Virgin.
Oh, yeah. He's in that movie.
Series. I was cool with like the first one and a half, and then it was just like,
I think those movies aren't meant for it. Those are like teen movies.
Yeah, they up to
it. You could watch some stuff and be like, yeah, this isn't, they didn't make this for me. Because the way they set it up, the romance and all that, it's like, it's pretty.
They asked one homie his name, he said four. I'm like, shut up. Freaking weirdo.
But yeah, the boxing movies are always good, so I do want to check those out. War Dogs, I wonder how that did in theater.
I didn't hear too much about it.
Yeah. Your boy's a good actor. I can't think of the chubby guy. There's always fat and skinny, and skinny and fat again.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Superbad.
Yeah. I can't think of his name right now.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like you never know what Jonah Hill you're gonna get. You're like, are you gonna be fat sass medium or
right, yeah. It's so crazy.
Extra large.
And it's like between movies too. Like if you see like Wolf of Wall Street and then 21 Jump Street, it's like two different people.
It's like Jonah Hill, are they asking you to like put on weight for these characters? Because yeah. I'm pretty sure they're not.
He just asked it to a contract himself. Asked he signs the bottom of it.
He's like plus 20. Put on, plus 20.
Must put on 20 more pounds. Like, we don't require you to do that.
He is like, hey.
You do.
He's like, hey, trust me, it's going to look better when I'm bigger. yeah, man, that's ridiculous, man.
But yeah. What's some other movies you're looking forward to check out? Anything you're interested in? Damn, this game is pretty much a blowout.
Yeah, they whooping their ass. Me and Darnell are watching this Denver Nuggets versus Phoenix game right now.
Taking advantage of this NBA League pass Chauncey got, even though he can't watch Cavaliers games.
Oh my goodness. It's freaking ridiculous. I call it League Pass because I'm just like, hey, I can't watch any Cleveland games, and I can watch any other game. And I mean, I don't know crap about Denver Nuggets or the Phoenix. I mean, I know they got one guy on here, Tyson Chandler, but everybody else is just like some regular Joe Schmo out of college that's not even like, put no numbers up. Homie can't even make a free throw. So it's like, man, why am I watching this game? I call, ask them about it. They're telling me that my area, my zip code is blacked out. And I'm just like, I don't even know what that means. Well, you should be able to look at it on your local channel. So it was like, but I live in Pittsburgh. That's like, that's Ohio. It's a whole nother state. We can't even watch, like, the Browns games here, right, or the right. Indians, unless they're playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
Or unless they're on Fox or something like that. Well, let me speak to my manager. Unfortunately, I was like, oh gosh. Well, is there anything else I can help you today with? I'm just like, no, you couldn't help me with what I actually needed help with. So I'm paying for a subscription, and I cannot watch the number one team in the NBA.
In the Eastern Conference.
Exactly, like...
That is weird, though. Just, we're talking. It was like, there's no Ohio channel here. Basketball isn't like a huge thing besides the Pitt basketball team. So it's kind of a strange loophole. And the thing is, there's two teams. Why can't it connect to the other team's broadcast of the game? Like, it was Philly versus the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
So Philly and Cleveland.
Like, we live in Pittsburgh.
Why couldn't you use the Philly connection to watch the game?
We live in Pennsylvania.
Right.
So we couldn't watch.
That is weird.
And Philly's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We couldn't watch.
It's a weird loophole. Because we're so far from Philly. We're just as far from Philly as we are from Cleveland.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's not really a local connection to either of the two.
Maybe I should have told him, like, I'm trying, I can't watch Philly games.
That's probably... I probably might have been a better...
And,
but it just doesn't make any sense. It's so stupid. It's like,
it doesn't.
Black.
When they're going to say, like, we can't even watch Philly games.
You should ask them, like, what channel does it come on then? That's what you should ask them. I'm supposed to be watching, what channel does it come? Tell me what channel I can
freaking
watch.
Freaking weirdos, man.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I mean, it doesn't ruin my day. I mean, she did tell me I should be able to watch all Cleveland games 72 hours after the podcast, so
you know, that'll work out.
That's the plus side of it.
So what happens when Golden State plays? I guess that'll be televised, though. Luckily,
because then that means I'm going to
Christmas Day. You won't be able to watch
if it's not on my TV. There's going to be some problems.
Christmas Day, they play.
I need to see LeBron James.
That's gonna be the game of the season.
Toe to toe with Kevin Durant. They ain't never seen each other in person.
So yeah, that's gonna be messed up. You haven't thrown a Christmas party? Can't have a game on?
this is gonna be a. This is gonna be the moment. This is like, it's kind of like a dolphin looking in the eyes of a tiger. Like, you know, you're not even in the same element. You're just like, what is going on? And you think they're gonna withhold that from me?
Right. That's gonna be messed up if they do that.
Because it seems like you should be able to use the other team's broadcast. I don't understand why you can't do that. Stupid blackouts. What you can do, though? You should, like, change your address for that week just to make sure. Let's say you live in California or something. I live in Utah. Use a Utah address.
Who's close to Utah that I might want to see?
But that's what I'm saying. Just change it week to week. Like, I mean, hey, I'm in Utah now. Like, I need to. That should be the. You know what's messed up about that? That should be your advantage of the league pass. Like, even if to say this is your local team, what if you went across state somewhere? What if you went to, like, Texas? But you still want to watch it. Yeah, you still want to use your league pass to watch your team play. Come on, this is the advantage of league pass.
It's not. It's a disadvantage of league pass.
Yeah, that's messed up.
We're sitting there watching the Denver Nuggets.
Which, I don't. Denver Nuggets ain't that bad, honestly.
They're not that good.
Yeah, they're going to be a mid-range team. How you feel about the Lakers? You been watching the Lakers?
Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah, they've been balling.
Lakers are pretty good. Was that an alley-oop to nobody? See? That's why I can't watch these dudes. To nobody. Yeah. He just threw the ball straight up in the air.
That's the young squad, man. They getting together.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Chandler's like...
Chandler's like, what? Who was that to?
You know I'm old now. I can't jump that out.
Yeah, these boys are silly.
Well, yeah. Me and Chance, we got a joint fantasy team. We decided to give it a try.
He said, no mas.
First try for both of us, so we decided to go half. It's a cash prize league, so. Oh, dang.
He just bodied him.
Is he crying? I caught him with an elbow.
Is he crying?
He might be.
His hand's kind of like doing that, like, crying gesture, like, and he's like.
When you get hit right in the nose, though, man, you do, like, water your eyes. You ever get hit, like, square in the nose?
He's a big dude, man.
That was a flop.
Oh, yeah, he flopped
hard. He tapped him. Yeah, that was a flop.
Oh, God.
I thought he caught him in the nose. That would make sense, but.
Hey, yo, he just looked back at him like, get up.
I do hate the flop. They just need to give him a treat it like soccer. Like, I'm going to give you a yellow flag for flopping like that. Yeah. You get this yellow card. But,
I don't understand why they don't just use a penalty box or something like that. If you hit somebody that hard, you should be able to penalize them for, like, at least 2 minutes.
Let's do some hockey stuff.
Yeah, that would change NBA forever.
That would. But it's set up how it should be. Six fouls. You only get six total fouls, two technicals.
Some of them fouls be tough.
Two flagrants. You get a flagrant too, you're tossed out. So, I think they got to set it up pretty good.
He's soft.
Man, he did have his fist a little ball.
He just soft. That's all. Me and Darnell sitting there watching this replay.
Yeah. Tyson Chandler from the Phoenix Suns. What's this cat's name?
Jared?
Farid from the Nuggets just kind of had a slight...
He's soft, man.
He looked like he flopped. But the review on the play right now.
Your boy soft. Your boy Farid from the Nuggets. He's about soft as a Nugget. He got barely tapped. He's all over the floor, like a fish out of water, flopping. And I'm sure they're going team up or something.
Right. I don't know. They might not.
Anytime they got to replay it like 20 times like this, it's hard for them to ever not walk away giving them a tech.
Yeah. Let's see what they do.
Or a flagrant. Tech team, see? Tech team. Yeah. I mean, it was very noticeable that he did. Yeah,
and his fist was bald, too. Yeah. So that kind of... But he caught him on the cheek. It wasn't like... I thought he hit him on the nose.
Any contact to the face, they're hitting you with a flagrant on the tech. Right off top.
But it didn't almost seem just like a reaction. It didn't seem like intentional.
Like Draymond Green when he kicked him, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, yeah, Nuggets are killing them. This game. Yeah. This comic book nerd episode, you know?
You can say that. I didn't even know how much of a nerd I was until I started spitting out all that mumbo jumbo.
But yeah, I don't know. It's, hey, good entertainment is good entertainment. Doesn't matter how you consume it, I guess. All right, though, we're going to hop on out of here.
Yeah.
We'll catch y'all next week. It's going to be a weekly thing, so.
Yeah, back at it again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Last week, you got the 2-hour special with Jake on there.
Right, right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You could chomp on that. And a lot of people, they consume the podcast a little bit less, especially around the holiday breaks. So, most of the people that are just, you know, following up, catching on that, you know, we're back on it again. You guys will be rolling into this episode like, oh, okay, they're consistent again.
Yeah, so, yeah, expect a lot more. That's all we're trying to tell you. Alright, we'll catch y'all next time.
From the moment you said I was over my head, I wrote on my hand your name and my Grammy speech.
You made up.
My label tried to change me, well congratulations. Now look what you made me, I done turned to a motherfucking beast.
You made a monster out of me.
And I will go wherever you take me, but the only place you drive me is crazy. Cause baby,
you made a monster out of me.
The magazine said I couldn't blow like Lohan. Now I'm making all my haters Earl, no toe jam. Mess with me and I am on your head like Zohan. I couldn't know him, that is no man. Real monsters, play it loud. Real monsters, play it. They say put on for us, make us proud. On top, so see me now. If you hate, don't make a sound. Play it loud. Put on for us, make us proud. On top, so see me now. If you hate, don't make a sound. Shot the world like Blanca, whipping through the city in the Phantom of the Opera. Tell every interview and blogger.
You made a monster out of me.
So I dressed up in an old tux, smoked 4 blunts and I took a whore crux. Buried myself alive and look what woke up.
You made a monster out of me.
And my ex-girl said I wouldn't make it. Now she ass naked, revenge so sweet. On her knees, make it taste it, and I'm just saying.
You made a monster.
What you ain't make is a dude from the mid. What you grinded 10 years just to get himself these big checks. I am overkill, Cloverfield, meet T-Rex. What's that mean, act? That just means that I'm a monster.
Real monsters. Play it loud. Real monsters. Play it loud.
Told me that I need to grow up. I was in the room trying to blow up. Could only get an ape who's trying to roll up. Turn up.
Yeah.
She was on the onus to do it with the support. And thank God that you didn't get that abortion. And thank you for them J's, man. Them shits was so important. Mommy's laughing and girl done left me. Just borrowed money, now I'm owing like Jesse. Same clothes under arms, smell zesty. But now I got a whole new sneeze. Polo tees, matching draw, suck on knees. And yes, the honey's all on me from the way I bees. Lil' cute fig street, bitch now couldn't be. Can I sit him down, top dog, wow, wow. Yeah.
Real monsters.
Yeah.
Real monsters. Real monsters. Play it loud.
Yeah.
Real monsters.
Real monsters.
Play it.
They say put on for us, make us proud. On top, so see me now. If you hate, don't make a sound. Play it loud. Put on for us, make us proud. On top, so see me now. If you hate, don't make a sound. Play it loud. Look what you did to me. Look what you started.
started. Now this middle finger's higher than the planes in LaGuardia. There'll be no apologies, don't beg for my pardon. Sorry, you'll just look retarded. So get the fuck off and listen, they know I done been with peace mode. Been turned up, y'all niggas late to the party. Been caked up, ain't no faking this ball. Ain't got accounts overseas that they can't even audit. So beware of the angel of death known as debt. You just living nowadays to protect head and neck. That's a billion lost souls that the government collects. In the belly of the beast that she's harvesting the nest. That's why I never sleep, tell me what the fuck is rest. Niggas thought I sold my soul for the money and respect. But I ain't playing checkers, my nigga, I'm playing chess. So checkmate, exit now, stage left, motherfucker.
Real monsters, real monsters, real monsters. Play it, play it, play it, play it. Real monsters, real monsters, real monsters.
Beat to the O,
real monsters,
O to the